Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. In the past two episodes, we've been talking with Christy Morgan, the Blissful Chef, about her book, her lifestyle, how she went vegan, and her best nutrition tips and her entire nutrition routine for being able to create an amazing body to compete at the Naturally Fit Super Show in Austin, Texas, as well as her sharing us with us her best secret chef tips and tools that we need in our kitchen to be able to make any meal taste a whole lot better. In this episode, we go into Christy's workout, what she did, what her exercises were, how many sets and reps that she had to do in order to create that amazing body that she was able to display on stage at the Naturally Fit Super Show in Austin, Texas. So without further ado, here's Christy Morgan.
Before we end, I want to kind of take it back to your transformation and ask you about your workouts. And tell me, what was the structure or the breakdown of your workouts when you were going through your 12-week transformation?
I did fasted cardio in the morning, so yep. I didn't eat before I went to work out. I did that about 3 times a week. And then I did a 5-day weight training split.
So you did fasted cardio 3 times a week, but then when you got closer, or at some point you said you changed that to 2 times a week, right?
It varied from week to week, but Okay. Yeah. And it really depends on how much weight you have to lose or how much body fat. That's going to determine how much cardio you're going to do. Okay. Like I said, I'm already petite, and my body responded very quickly with the weight training, so I didn't have to do as much cardio.
Mm. And how long would you do your cardio session for?
So everybody's going to be different, you know.
Sure. And how long would you do your cardio session for?
I do high-intensity training, which I find to be the best way to lose body fat as the quickest. Mm-hmm. So rather than getting on a treadmill and doing steady state for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. if you do a high-intensity interval training, that's going to have better results for most people. And those usually range 20 to 25 minute sessions.
Okay. So you do 20 to 25 minutes of fasted cardio?
Yes. And then I did a 5-day bodybuilding split.
Let me ask about the cardio. And what cardio did you do? Did you do treadmill? Did you run outside or spin bike?
I worked out at Beyond Fit, which they do the high-intensity interval training, so it's different moves. And if you look at their website, you can see the boards, the workouts.
So this fasted cardio, this is not aerobic exercise. You're doing calisthenics or body weight type of stuff. You're actually doing a high-intensity interval. This is not cardio. This is not aerobic. Exactly. Okay, so you're doing like a CrossFit / boot camp style workout.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you do that for about 20 to 25 minutes, is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. All right. Well, that clarifies that. Okay, so you get a good high intensity interval training workout in first thing in the morning. Okay, great. And then in the evening, you said some bodybuilding?
Yes, in the evening I would do my weight training. I find that works better for me because I had eaten food throughout the day and I felt stronger in the evening. So that's when I did my weight training, and I did a 5-day split. So I had 2 leg days on the ends, and I would do my upper body in between.
2 leg days. So, for example, so Monday would be like a leg day?
Uh-huh.
And then you got the rest of your body, in between. So what did it look like? I mean, did you work out Monday through Friday and then take the weekends off, or?
Yes.
So Friday would also be a leg day.
I never really took the weekends off, though. I just didn't bodybuild, but I still was doing high intensity boot camp training sometimes, and I would try to squeeze in a yoga class every Sunday.
Okay, so I want to make sure I got this right. So you've got Monday through Sunday, and you've got your Monday through Friday, you're definitely doing your weight training, And then you would get at least one high intensity interval training workout in on the weekend.
Sometimes, yeah. It varied week to week, but that was that's the basics, yeah.
All right, okay. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what did your body part split look like through those days?
I would do like chest, back, and shoulders, and I would throw bis, tris, and abs in there on different days.
Whoa, so you pretty much hit everything except for your legs.
I would do Monday and Friday.
But, I mean, just so on one day, just like Tuesday and one day, you would get the whole body? Everything else that you didn't train?
No. I only focused on one body part each day.
Okay, so you got chest on Tuesday, back
so
on
Tuesday
Wednesday.
Tuesday would be chest, back, yeah. And then Thursday would be shoulders. And then
shoulders. Okay, and then, like arms, abs, calves, where do those fit in?
That got blended in on the main body part days. Because those are smaller body parts that get worked anyway. So it would be like chest and bis, back and tris, shoulders and abs or something like that.
Okay, got it. And like how many, like what were some of the exercises that you did and reps and sets that you used?
Basically, I stayed in that sort of 8 to 12 rep range. Mm-hmm. So I was lifting as heavy as I possibly can for those many reps. And I would usually do anywhere from 4 to 6 exercises each day. And it was varied between barbell and weight machines. And also, I tried to incorporate those standard bodybuilding moves like squats, deadlift, lunges, curls, you know, it varied week to week, but I get bored really easily, so I like to change it up.
Now, when you say 4 to 6 exercises, are you saying per body part or per day total?
Per day. But
so,
I was
for example,
on one body part.
So you've got, so let's say Tuesday is chest day, and on the chest day, you're also going to be doing biceps. That day. Would that mean that you would do no more than 4 to 6 total exercises? So 2 to 3 chest and then 2 to 3 biceps?
Yep, that's what I did.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. All right, fantastic.
And I was maybe spending an hour in the gym.
All right, so let me summarize this.
Sometimes I would superset things, so I maybe did more than 6 exercises. I really like supersetting because I get bored very easily, like I said. So I would superset 2 different exercises, and then I would take a longer break.
Okay. Well, let me make sure I got this right. So you're doing 2 to 3 high intensity interval training workouts, which last 20 to 25 minutes, and you'd sprinkle that throughout the week. You'd sometimes do it even on the weekend when you didn't do your weight training, and then you would do 5 day a week, this Monday through Friday, 5 day a week weight training routine, where Monday and Thursday were normally leg days, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday were the upper body days, chest, back, shoulders, then your arms, calves, and abs. And during all those days, including the leg days, you would do a total of 4 to 6 exercises for all the body parts, right?
Yeah. Sometimes more. Supersets. Yeah.
So you'd average.
That's about
okay.
Average.
And you'd stick around the 8 to 12 rep range. You'd push as heavy as you possibly could. So would you go to failure on most of your sets?
Not necessarily, but I would do at least 3 to 4 sets of each of those exercises. So it'd be like 10 reps times 3.
Okay, so 3 to 4 sets.
Got it.
Now, do you do a warm up and a cool down before those workouts and after those workouts?
Sometimes. It really varies, and everybody has to figure out what works for them. Usually, I would do maybe like 10 minutes inclined treadmill just to kind of warm up my body. But usually in the weight training days in the evening, I was already warm because I had already been moving around all day. You know what I mean? So I didn't always need to do a warm up. And then I would always do some stretching afterwards.
So there are some days where you just roll right in and start hitting it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And do you ever do a warm up set or a set of warm up sets for the exercise that you're going to do?
Yes. Every exercise I would, for my upper body at least, I would try to do a warm-up set first, where I would do a little bit less weight.
Do less weight, more reps?
Yeah.
And is that included in the 3 to 4 sets that you were doing for each exercise?
Usually. If it's 4 sets, I would have a warm-up set.
And if it's 3 sets?
You know, it just varied.
And how would it vary?
Like I was not following a plan. It was all very intuitive. So,
so like for example, you're sitting down and you're about to do the exercise. What would and this is so the audience can, if they really want to follow your style and how you're doing it, how are you making your decision? And when you say it's intuitive, what is the thought that you have that says, okay, I'm going to do a warm up set on this and or not? Is it just based on feeling? You feel like you're good without it?
Well, basically, any of the machines that I was doing, I had just started weightlifting, so I wasn't always sure exactly how much I could pull or push. When I'm doing dumbbell work, I know where my body's at with the dumbbells because of experience. So I didn't necessarily need a warm-up for those lighter weight exercises, you know what I mean? Like bicep curls. I know how much I can curl. I know how many reps I'm going to do. I don't need a warm-up. But for, say, like a lat pull-down with the machine, I was continually getting stronger and stronger and stronger each week, so I didn't necessarily know how much weight I was going to be able to pull. So I would do that quote-unquote warm-up weight, and that would be sort of my test to see, okay, can I pull – how much can I pull? And then if that was too easy, then I would jump up, and then those would be my sets.
Oh, I get it. So it sounds – okay, so you're not even intending to do a warm-up set. It's that for the exercises you already know what your maximum weight is. You're starting right at your maximum weight. For the exercises that you're not sure, you might discover that the first weight that you did wasn't even enough, and then you just call that your warm-up.
Pretty much.
Cool. Well, I work like that all the time. Work out like that all the time, especially when you're changing exercises around often. If you're the type of person that just likes to change exercises almost on a weekly basis, then it's very difficult. And even if you document the stuff, you'll end up with pages of documentation. It's very difficult to know what your heaviest weights are, and then especially if you're changing the rep ranges up too, it's very, very difficult to know what your weights are. And I take a very similar approach to you. Is using, or I guess you could say leveraging my ignorance, I am attempting to do what I think is going to be my heaviest weight, and it almost always turns out to be less and sometimes a lot less than what I can actually do. So I always just by default end up making my first set the warm-up set without trying to make it the warm-up set. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're doing.
And what I'll say is on days where I do powerlifting, cause Beyond Fit, Chad and Trisha, we do powerlifting and they taught me how to do that, which I'd never done before, which is super high weight and low reps. And when I was doing that kind of lifting, I always did a warm-up set with a lighter weight.
Right. So when you're doing like the 8 to 12 reps, you might or might not warm up. But when you're doing the powerlifting, how many are you doing? Like, what, 3 reps sometimes?
Five times five.
5x5s? Yeah, so at that rep, and you're doing it very explosively, right? The type of movements that you do with powerlifting?
Yes, so I always did. So I'd end up doing 6, and that first one would be a warm-up.
So like, yeah, I mean, I think it's always a good idea. This is the trainer in me coming. It's always a good idea when you're doing explosive movements where you've got a lot of momentum involved and there's a lot of jerking and quick pulling and tugging, where your brain just really can't react fast enough to the changes and the joint angles and things that are going to be created when you're moving weight at such high velocity, it is a very, very good idea to make sure that you do a warm-up set, maybe more. And one of the biggest reasons is so that you can properly lubricate all of your joints before you rip them apart with some powerlifting moves. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I'm definitely not encouraging people to not warm up. You just have to figure out what works for you.
But no, definitely
warming up is the most important thing.
Well, I think your approach is very commonsensical. It's very commonsensical, right? So you know that when you're doing exercise, like powerlifting exercises, that there can be a high potential for injury.
So tell us where we can find your book.
My book is available on Amazon and where books are sold. If you don't see it at your local bookstore, please recommend it, and they'll start carrying it. And some of the Whole Foods down in the southern states are going to start carrying it as well. It's flying off the shelves there. That's really exciting.
Beautiful. And what projects are you working on now that you want to tell us about?
Mainly I'm focusing on my wellness program, my online wellness program at wellnessreboot.com, which allows me to work with people all over the world to help them get in their healthiest and fittest shape possible. I've partnered with Chad Byers, who created the workout that's included with that program. And right now I'm going to be working on the advanced program. And I'll be testing that out on people. If anybody wants to join us, let me know.
Sure. Tell us about the advanced. What is the advanced program?
It's just going to be more like what I did to get ready for my competition. And it's going to include cooking videos and conference calls. And it's going to be kind of more of a group one-on-one kind of thing. So the Wellness Reboot program is a 28-day program, and you can grab that online and follow it along on your own. And that is a super great program. Everybody's had amazing results. So if you're new to vegan cooking, or you're an athlete and you want to learn how to make healthier meals, or you're in a cooking rut, or you need to lose weight, or whatever your reasons may be, the 28-day program is amazing.
Beautiful. All right. And that is wellnessreboot.com. And her book, again, is Blissful Bites, Vegan Meals That Nourish Mind, Body, and Planet. And you can buy it at all of your online and major retail bookstores. So very cool. Any last piece of advice that you'd like to give to our audience that are trying to get in super amazing shape just like you?
Well, definitely trust your instincts and experiment, because a lot of resources online will tell you, do this, do that, do raw, do 80-10-10, you know, do this. And you really have to figure out what works best for you, and try to remain flexible and not follow any sort of one dogmatic way of doing things. Just eat more plants and do what makes you happy and have fun with it.
Beautiful. Well, there you go. Christy Morgan, everybody. That's Christy Morgan. And you can find out more about Christy at wellnessreboot.com and theblissfulchef.com. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Christy, for sharing and being so generous with all of your information today. You're a beautiful person. You've got an amazing physique. So I encourage everybody, those of you who are listening right now, check her out. Check out her pictures. They're phenomenal. Her physique pictures are just amazing. And hopefully I want you to take what she's taught us and hopefully improve your kitchen and make cooking a lot more fun and easy. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. This is your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, Thomas Tadlock, and I want to encourage you to, if you haven't already, pick up your free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, where I show you how to gain over 7 pounds of muscle in just 28 days. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, if you haven't already, connect with us on Facebook. We already have a wonderful conversation going on over there. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, and also feel free to comment on the blog where this episode is going to be posted up. It's veganbodyrevolution.com. And if there's any questions that you have, or if you'd like to get in touch with Christy about other things, feel free to seek her out, or feel free to send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. Again, I want to thank you. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock, from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.